This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's John Doe Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see johncast.net.
In the news this month, Chandra tells tales of extragalactic star formation, coronal loops imaged around another star, and the coolest brown dwarf yet. Star formation is usually thought of as occurring mainly in the spiral arms of galaxies. In close encounters or collisions between galaxies, the orbits of these stars around the galactic disk can be disrupted, resulting in some stars being thrown out into intergalactic space. But new results from the Chandra X-ray Observatory suggest that, at least in some cases, stars can form outside the normal boundaries of galactic disks. A team, led by Ming Sun at the University of Virginia, used the orbiting Chandra telescope to observe galaxies in a nearby rich cluster, known as Abel 3627. What they found were several enormous tails of X-ray emission, trailing behind galaxies located in the cluster. Tails like these are made up of X-ray-emitting gas, which is stripped from a galaxy as it moves through the cluster. One of these galaxies, ESO 137-001, was already known to have one X-ray tail, which extends approximately 260,000 light-years from the galaxy itself. But in these observations, the team found a second tail, apparently associated with the same galaxy. This new tail is of a similar length to the first, but is both fainter and narrower. Both the widths and temperatures of the tails remain surprisingly constant over their entire lengths, and these properties present challenges to current models and simulations of such systems. A similar tail of about half the length was also detected behind ESO 137-002, another similar galaxy in the same cluster. Together with observations using telescopes operating in other parts of the electromagnetic spectrum, the research also shows the first unambiguous evidence of star formation in the material stripped from a galaxy. Rather than forming in the galactic disk as normal, these stars are forming in the gas stripped from the disk as the galaxy moves through the tenuous gas in the cluster. X-ray tails are rare, and double tails are extremely rare, so one question is, why should there be two bright X-ray tails visible in the same cluster? In their paper, published in the Astrophysical Journal, the researchers suggest that, aside from coincidence, the high ambient pressure in this particular cluster could play a role, making the X-ray tails denser and more luminous. If this is the case, the high-pressure environment would also be helping the process of extragalactic star formation. Most of our knowledge of the processes and morphology of the stellar corona come from observing our nearest star, the Sun. Coronal loops are associated with sunspot groups, which affect the streams of charged particles leaving the Sun as the solar wind, so an understanding of the processes in these loops has implications for space weather predictions, which can impact on satellite operations and the safety of astronauts. Studying the same processes in other stars is difficult due to the distances involved and the high resolution required to see any detail. Some of the highest resolution observations possible in astronomy are made using arrays of radio telescopes linked together in a process known as very long baseline interferometry. The more widely separated the telescopes in the array, the higher the resolution of the final images. Using this technique, a team led by William Peterson, a graduate student at the University of Iowa, have detected a large coronal loop on another star. Using a very sensitive array of radio telescopes, which included the 10 antennas of the Very Long Baseline Array in the US, the 100-meter Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, the Very Large Array in New Mexico, and the 100-meter Effelsberg Telescope in Germany, the astronomers imaged the variable star Algol in Perseus. Algol is an eclipsing binary system, consisting of a large main-sequence B-class star and a cooler K-class subgiant in orbit around each other. The two stars are very close, just 6% of the distance between the Earth and our own Sun, and orbit each other every 2.86 days. The results show a gigantic coronal loop stretching out from the surface of Algol B, the K-class subgiant star, towards its companion, Algol A, with the two ends of the loop located at the magnetic poles of the subgiant star. Throughout the orbit, this loop continues to point towards Algol A. The researchers say that Algol B's coronal loop is similar to those seen on the Sun, but is much larger, and the magnetic field at Algol is about 1,000 times more powerful. The size of the coronal loop is larger than predicted by stellar models, and the suggestion is that this is probably due to the tidal effects of the companion star distorting the loop and stretching it. The results, the first time a coronal loop has been imaged on another star, were published in the journal Nature on January the 14th. An international team, led by astronomers at the University of Hertfordshire, have discovered what may be the coolest substellar body ever found outside our own solar system. Using the United Kingdom Infrared Telescope, or UKIRT, in Hawaii, the astronomers have discovered a type of object known as a brown dwarf, smaller than other stars, but larger than gas giant planets such as Jupiter. The object, known as SDSS 1416 plus 13b, is only visible in infrared light, and is in a wide orbit around a somewhat brighter and warmer brown dwarf known as SDSS 1416 plus 13a. This discovery is the fourth time in 3 years that UKIRT has made a record-breaking discovery of the coolest known brown dwarf, with an estimated temperature not far above 200 degrees Celsius, said the University of Hertfordshire's Dr. Philip Lucas. The light detected from the star is rather unusual. It appears far bluer, at near-infrared wavelengths, than any other brown dwarf detected so far. A near-infrared spectrum, taken with the Japanese Subaru telescope in Hawaii, showed that it belongs to a class of objects known as T-dwarfs, and that it has a lot of methane in its atmosphere, but with peculiar features, including a big gap at certain wavelengths. Using the Spitzer Space Telescope to measure its colour at mid-infrared wavelengths, the researchers found that it is also the reddest known brown dwarf at these wavelengths by some margin. A comparison with theoretical models of brown dwarf atmospheres results in a temperature estimate of just 500 Kelvin, or 227 degrees Celsius. In comparison, our own Sun has a surface temperature of approximately 6,000 Kelvin. Both stars are also lacking in heavy elements, an indication that they may be very old, which fits in with the low temperature of the fainter star. Fainter stars use up their fuel much slower and can last for many billions of years. The research has been accepted for publication in the monthly notices of the Royal Astronomical Society. And finally, the high-rise instrument on board the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter has been taking spectacular images since the probe entered orbit around the planet in 2006. One particular image, posted to Astronomy Picture of the Day on January the 19th, caused something of a stir. The image shows a series of pinkish-coloured sand dunes covered with a light frost, located near the North Pole of Mars, taken on the 7th of April 2008 during the Martian spring. As the sun started to melt the carbon dioxide ice, the sand started to shift, cascading down the dunes in dark streaks which look uncannily like trees in the image taken by the high-rise instrument on board the orbiter. The image covers an area of roughly 1 square kilometer and resolves objects as small as 25 centimeters. The color variations in the ice around the streaks are thought to be caused by dust kicked up as the material shifts and settles on the surface.